This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Radio South Tyneside, your caring community radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Hello everyone. I hope you've had a blessed and peaceful Christmas break, and that the year ahead of us, 2023, will be kind to us all and filled with new beginnings and golden opportunities as we keep our eyes and ears open for one another and our hearts filled with compassion and generosity. Today's theme is the Epiphany, which brings to a close the Christmas season. It's the name associated with the visit of the Magi, or wise men, who gave very unusual gifts full of symbolism to the infant Jesus. Our first hymn is one of the best loved of all the traditional Epiphany hymns, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. It calls us to come and gaze upon the Christ child in the manger and worship him just as the wise men did, to come before him with the gold of our obedience, the incense of humility, and the spirit of self-sacrifice represented here by myrrh. Kneel and adore him, it says, the Lord is his name. That wonderful hymn was sung by the choir of Christ Church St. Lawrence in Sydney. Here is the first part of today's reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 2, verses 1 to 6, which tells us all about the visit of the Magi. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising, and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, For so it has been written by the prophet, "And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel." The prophet goes on to say, "whose origins are from of old, from ancient times." The prophet it speaks of was Micah, who pointed the way to a future king, a ruler who would come to govern and shepherd the people of Israel. But he also prophesied that he would originate from ancient times, which is a mystery in itself. It was foretold that Bethlehem would be this king's birthplace, and that came to be, as we all know. If Jesus had been born in any other place apart from Bethlehem, then this prophecy could not have been fulfilled. And had it not been for the census, which was ordered by Caesar Augustus at the time, that every man should return to his own hometown to be registered for the purpose of taxation, then Joseph and Mary would not have been there at all. And now we have another prophecy here. The book of Numbers, chapter 24, 17, speaks of a king of the house of Jacob who would be identified by a star. It says, "I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star shall come out of Jacob, a scepter shall rise out of Israel." Here's a song from my album Kaleidoscope of Characters, which tells of Micah's prophecy. It's Bethlehem in the land of Judah.
Bethlehem in the land of Judah,
land of Judah,
out from you will come a ruler, one from ancient times. Israel will be abandoned till the time when she gives birth to him.
Before Christmas, my husband and I were at an open mic session in Lawick, Northumberland, and halfway through the evening a young man called Tom Sykes stepped forward to take part. The first song he sang was a driving rock song with an electric guitar, and I expected his next one would be performed in exactly the same style. But then he began telling us of important journeys of pilgrimage he'd made in his life. Then he surprised us by reciting a poem, The Journey of the Magi, by T.S. Eliot, which had always meant a lot to him. Now he had no words in front of him, and he gave a perfect rendition of it, making every word count, and we were all mesmerised by him. It was beautiful. I learnt later that he was an actor. That made sense. My friend sitting next to me recorded him on video, and when I asked his permission to use that video on my programme, or the sound from it, he offered to record it afresh for me at home. I hope it moves you this morning, like it moved us all that night. And my thanks to Tom.
A cold coming we had of it. Just the worst time of the year for a journey. And such a long journey. The ways deep, and the weather sharp, the very dead of winter. And the camels galled, sore-footed, refractory, lying down in the melting snow. There were times we regretted the summer palaces on slopes, the terraces and the silken girls bringing sherbet. Then the camel men cursing and grumbling and running away and wanting their liquor and women. And the night fires going out, and the lack of shelters, and the cities hostile, and the towns unfriendly, and the villages dirty and charging high prices. A hard time we had of it. At the end, we preferred to travel all night, sleeping in snatches, with the voices singing in our ears, saying that this was all folly. Then, at dawn, we came down to a temperate valley, wet below the snow line, smelling of vegetation, with a running stream and a watermill beating the darkness, and three trees on the low sky, and an old white horse galloped away in the meadow. Then we came to a tavern, with vine leaves over the lintel, six hands at an open door dicing for pieces of silver, and feet kicking the empty wineskins. But there was no information, and so we continued, and arrived at evening, not a moment too soon finding the place. It was, you may say, satisfactory. All this was a long time ago, I remember, and I would do it again. But set down this. Were we led all that way for birth or death? There was a birth, certainly. We had evidence, no doubt. I had seen birth and death, but had thought they were different. This birth was hard and bitter agony for us, like death, our death. We returned to our places, these kingdoms, but no longer at ease here, in the old dispensation, with an alien people clutching their gods. I should be glad of another death.
Let's follow that beautiful poem by Tom Sykes with a song by Fox and Hound. We've heard one of their songs before, What Child Is This? But this one is an unusual version of We Three Kings.
We three kings of Orient are bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. O star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Frankincense to offer have I, incense owns a deity nigh. Prayer and praising voices raising, worshiping God.
Let's read on to see what happened next. After Herod's scribes produced the ancient scrolls to him, And let's see what they had to say about Bethlehem being the birthplace of this coming king. Reading from verse 7. Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, so that I may also go and pay him homage. When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star they had seen at its rising, until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then, opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. So the wise men came and found the king they'd been searching for, who was now not in a stable but a house, and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. A gift of gold was associated with all that was royal and noble. Frankincense was connected with the ceremonial worship of a deity, a symbol of prayer and priesthood, and myrrh, perhaps an indication of the manner in which this king would save his people by sacrificing himself for them. It was also the main ingredient used in a mixture of spices used to prepare bodies for burial. It has been said that the wise men couldn't have been very wise if they went with their inquiries straight to King Herod, for he was a tyrant. He'd had members of his own family murdered, whom he considered a threat to his throne. But we may assume that these wise men being strangers, most likely from Persia in the east, modern-day Iran, or further afield, were not all that familiar with his ways, until perhaps later. Let's listen to a carol sung by New Song Church in the Wirral, and it's called As With Gladness, Men of Old.
As with gladness, men of old.
Here's a rap which I wrote for the children of Central Middle School, Wallsend, from my album The Christmas Story. We performed this song in our nativity play using life-size puppets. Our music teacher then was David McCrae, who here provides us with the voice of King Herod. He's angry that the wise men have not brought word back to him of where the child king was to be found. He's so full of jealousy and rage that he gives the order for all male infants in the city under the age of 2 to be slaughtered. This, incidentally, fulfilled yet another prophecy by the prophet Jeremiah, which said, Thus says the Lord, a voice is heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel is weeping for her children. She refuses to be comforted for her children because they are no more. The rap is called There Was a Voice in Rama, and just listen to how angry King Herod is.
I'm feeling aggravated and so infuriated. The wise men said they'd come back and they lied. They promised that they would when I told them they should. When I get my hands on them, they're gonna die. And now I got the hump in my throat, there is a lump, and I'm so devastated I cry. It's all been fabricated, the king has been created, and it's just another star up in the sky. But what if it's all true? This has come out of the blue. What a big almighty fuss this babe has made. My scribes will never faster to premeditate disasters. If I let him live, he'll put me in the shade. So I'll have him expurgated, and then annihilated, and I'll be liberated only then. If all children to an under by the sword I cast asunder in the pestilential town of Bethlehem. Go!
I suppose those Jewish infants who were killed became the first martyrs for Jesus' sake. Countless numbers of Christians have been persecuted ever since then, and killed in far greater numbers right now across our world than in all the centuries that have gone before. Here's a hauntingly beautiful song called the Coventry Carol, also known as Luli Lulay, an English Christmas carol dating from the 15th century, which tells the tale of the murder of these innocents. As we listen to it, shall we pray for all the victims today, political and religious, whose lives are sacrificed on the cruel altar of prejudice and intolerance. Now, I couldn't do a programme on Epiphany and leave this final carol out. I love it. And I've played it every year in my Epiphany programmes for the last 6 years. It was written by a French Catholic priest called Jean de Brébeuf, who lived and worked among Native Americans of the Huron tribe. He wrote this carol to teach them the Christmas message, using their own language and their culture. He used words and phrases they could identify with, to explain words they never would have understood otherwise. So their word for God becomes the mighty Gitche Manitou. Swaddling clothes become rabbit skins. A stable is a lodge of broken bark. But before we hear it, may I end with a special Irish Christmas blessing for you. The light of the Christmas star to you. The warmth of the home and hearth to you. The cheer and goodwill of friends to you, the hope of a childlike heart to you, the joy of a thousand angels to you, the love of the Son and God's peace to you. Amen. So let's listen to the Huron Carol sung by the tenors. This is Sheila Hamland, Andrew Ridgwick saying goodbye to you. Andrew?
Bye, everyone.
Please join us next week for more reflections on the Bible and some more beautiful songs. Bye for now.
'Twas in the moon of winter time when all the birds had fled, that mighty Gitche Manitou sent angel choirs instead. Before their light the stars grew dim and wandering hunters heard the hymn.
Jesus, who the tender babe was found, a ragged robe of rabbit skin enwrapped his beauty round. But as the hunter graves tonight, the angel's song rang loud and high.
Jesus, your King is born. Jesus is born.
In excelsis glory.